if not even more impressive, what happened last weekend with Jace Burton and cross country and what he did in the Nike regionals qualifying for nationals. Jace Burton in studio with us right now. His mom Nikki is in studio as well, because every mom needs to brag about their son a little bit. And Jace, but we got to start with you, man. Congratulations on what you accomplished last weekend. Maybe we'll let you tell the story. What happened last weekend, and what did you do?
I mean, I can't say I did anything different. You know, it was an amazing day, but I mean, I've shown up to every race and thought I can compete with these guys no matter who they are. So I walked into it ranked maybe 15th in the entries list, and then I just got on the line and just so focused and so ready, and just don't care how much it hurts. I'm gonna compete, and even if I lose and I die and, you know, I don't make it, then that's okay. I'll know that I competed and it was a good race. And then I got out there and I did compete, and I got away from them, so I was super happy with it.
That is quite an intense answer, James. But, you know, probably one of the most famous runners ever, obviously, Steve Prefontaine, and that's how I think people who don't run think running is. You know, 110% the entire race, whereas I think the reality is a lot of racers, they have a strategy, they have so much stamina, they try and pace it. It sounds like this race you kind of went full pre, if I dare say. You just, from what you just said, I'm going to run. You're going to run all out the entire distance and see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Prefontaine was always famous for saying, I'm just going to go run in the front and let everyone else try to catch me. And so coming off the hill, the last 1K, I can't say Prefontaine was in my brain, but I knew that I had to get away. And that's what I did. I just pushed it, and I think I ran a 2:48 for the last 1K when my normal pace is 3 minutes. So
wow. All right, so what clicked for you, Jace? Because you've always been fast, but you have just taken it up, I mean, 100 notches this fall. How did you mention that headspace that you were in as you were preparing for the race last weekend? How did you get to that mentally? I mean, the physically is just incredible, but to get there mentally to where you were, I mean, how did you get to that point?
I mean, I had no self-confidence, because you can't have self-confidence when you're running, because the second you get 200 meters into the race thinking you deserve it, or thinking that you know, you're going to win, you're going to get humbled, and you're going to run slow, and it's not going to be good. So it was just total self-belief, just believing in myself, believing in my training, in my coach, in my team, and what we've been able to build, and also how well I've been running, and that I could run with anybody in the nation.
Nikki, let's talk about Jace's journey from a mom's perspective, because these little punks, they start off in sports when they're just little, and they're trying to figure things out, and you're trying to figure it out too as a parent. Kind of talk to us about this journey Jace has taken over the last however many years from a mom perspective.
Well, it started when he was 9, and he realized that his sister ran a half marathon when she was 10, and he thought, well, I got to beat my sister. So he went ahead and ran the Star Valley Half at 9, and you know, he looked up to Coach Draney and looked at those cute cross-country boys and looked forward to that. And then ran in middle school, watching Peter Visser go. And then when he got into high school, his freshman year, he made it to state. He was on the varsity team and ran for the team. And I think something clicked in him, and he was like, you know what? I think I like this. I think I'm good at this. I think I can do this. And I'm really excited, because here I am at state and he placed 26th or something like that. And then the next year he came in and he was labeled the dark horse for that year, which was pretty fun for us. We're like, oh, our son's the dark horse. What's this? And took seventh, and then the next year took second, and then took state this year. And he just, I gotta just brag on Coach Drainey too, because he's just phenomenal. He says he's a one-trick pony, and I say that is some trick you've got, because you're phenomenal at that, at your one trick. And he knows what he's doing. He knows how to build these boys. And he took Jace and said, "What's your goals?" And Jace said, "I want to run in college. I want to get these times. I want to, you know, all these things." And Coach said, "Okay, here's what you do. And I'm not going to be there to wake you up in the morning. I'm not going to, you know, push you along. I'm just going to tell you what to do. And if you do it, you'll see results." And I think that's what is so amazing about Jace, is he does what Coach says. And it's been fun to watch Jace, you know, on those hard days where he's like, "Mom, will you come ride your bike with me? I'm tired of running by myself." And just, he gets out there, he does the work, and it shows, it's paying off. And it's been just such a pleasure to watch him grow and become.
Sometimes we ask the student athletes how much work actually goes into it, and they say a little bit. But as a parent, I mean, you really, really see it, right? And you mentioned it a little bit. But how much work actually does go into it by someone like Jace to reach the goals that he has and accomplish what he has? I mean, really, how much work actually goes into it?
It is, it's a lot of miles, and that takes a lot of time. But when you're fast, you know, his miles go by a lot faster than mine do. So that's nice. But it's daily. It's not just a, you know, it's just not here and there. It's daily. It's, I asked him, because I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm like, well, I don't know how to coach you. I don't know how to be a mom to you. I don't know what this means. I thought it was just, you got to get out there and run fast. And I'm learning, yes, there's a lot more to a race, a lot more strategy than I realized. But I said, "What can I do for you?" And he said, just feed me. I'm like, okay, I got this. And the best part is he's like, he eats Uncrustables. So it's really easy to feed him. Uncrustables and trail mix, that's like his go-to. But yeah, tons of work and dedication, and it's not just the running and the time and the miles. It's the person he's become, you know. Like I think it was about 2 years ago he brought in God into it. And maybe he was there all along, but he brought in God, and he started praying and really honoring more than just himself, right? And honoring what his body can do and being grateful for it, and grateful for his coaches, grateful for his team, realizing there's more to it than just him. And I think that's made all the difference.
Jace, you got the Nationals coming up on December 7th in Portland, and running in the region that you've run in your career is extremely competitive for those that maybe aren't as familiar. Some of the top teams, including the top team in the nation, is in this area and out of Utah and in the Pacific Northwest. So you have kind of seen some of these individuals that you've run against, like you just did at Nike Cross. You'll see them again. Kind of talk to us about those guys that you already kind of have an opinion on, and maybe some that you don't get to see that are going to be in the field when you race on the 7th.
Yeah, like you said, Northwest is hard, and I think everyone in the nation knows it, because we don't, for the most part, we don't run on flat courses. We're in the mountains, and we're running hard courses and comparatively slow times to other people in the nation. But I think I was a good representation that, you know, these hard courses are what build good runners. I went into that race thinking, I might not be the fastest kid here, but I'm the best runner. And I'd come around the corner and I'd say, I'm the best runner on this hill. Like, I can run up this hill and get over it better than anyone else. So it was just, yeah, belief in myself. And then, like you said, heading into Nationals, we go to Utah and Idaho all year round. So we're seeing all these boys, and so I know who I'm going to see and who's going to be up there, but there's also the rest of the nation. Like, I don't think a lot of people understand how exclusive this race is. Like, it's two teams and five kids from each region with eight regions. So there's about 40 kids that did what I did in the nation.
There's more states than kids in the race.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then there's the team race and stuff like that, and that's all speaking to program. But it's the individuals that are really come in. And I mean, last year Southwest, JoJo Jordan won it, and he wasn't on a team. You know, most of your winning guys are not on teams that go.
So, Jace, tell us more about the race, where, when, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, for nationals?
For nationals, yeah.
Yep, it's December 7th in Portland. So, you know, I'm really excited for it because I have my whole family coming. They're all going to drive out, and my brother is home the day before I fly out. So he'll get to come, and I mean, I'm just grateful that they've been around the country with me and show up to all the races, and then get to have my brother watch my last race. So,
Nikki, on that, you know, you guys have followed Jace to some. It's one thing to follow a kid to Lander or to Cody. It's quite another to go to Seattle and Portland and Philadelphia, where he's already run, and you guys have figured that out. To do that as a family. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Just super fun. Just the opportunity, knowing that, you know, this is just a moment in time and it's not going to last forever. And we'll take it when we can. And this is our season and we've been super busy, but it's been super fun and, yeah, very fulfilling. Yeah.
Jace Burton in studio with his mom, Nikki. Thank you both for coming in. Jace, again, I mean, congratulations doesn't even seem sufficient, to be honest. I mean, it really is just incredible. And I remember we were out in state football, and they just did their thing. And then we started seeing what you did, and we're like, holy cow, that's amazing. So congrats to you. Best of luck in a couple of weeks. And can't wait to see what happens next for you.
Thank you, guys.
That's Jace Burton this morning. It is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.